Now D-U-Z does brings you the Goldbergs.
You? Is anybody?
There's Molly, folks. That means your friends the Goldbergs are here. Brought to you by Does, the new kind of soap that does everything in your wash.
Well, my story starts BD.
BD? Before Does?
Yes, before I knew Does everything.
Didn't you know this new kind of soap is best?
I heard it, but I didn't believe it.
Oh. What was your wash day like, BD, before Does?
Terrible. I'm the big family, and you should see the stacks of towels I gotta get white, the work shirts I gotta get clean, and the colored rayons I gotta keep right. Oh, it was terrible.
Well, it was time you changed from a lady who didn't to a lady who does. You know, Does, D-U-Z, is best. Does everything in your wash. It gives you unsurpassed whiteness for towels, unbeaten suds for cleaning work clothes, along with greater safety for nice colors.
Well, my wash day story now is A.D., after does.
Uh-huh, and how do those towels look, A.D., after dozing?
They're the whitest white my wash line ever saw.
There's no whiter wash to be had from any soap. And how are those work shirts, after dozing?
Clean as a button, and I don't scrub hard anymore.
No soap takes grimy dirt out easier than does. But what about those rayon slips, A.D., after dozing?
Beautiful. Does really agrees with nice colors. They last longer.
Sure, that extra safety counts. You see, does best. Actual comparisons with 25 different wash day soaps proved it. This new kind of soap has the best combination of white washes, suds for cleaning, and safety for colors. So be a lady who does instead of a lady who didn't. You'll find does best. Does everything. Does invite you to visit the Goldbergs. After an eventful cab ride from Hillcrest, Molly, Mike, Uncle David, and Rosie finally arrived at Elsie's. A little while ago, Jake, with Joe Ellis in tow, rushed off to the Hillcrest rest home, believing that Molly was still there. Meanwhile, Molly and Mike, unaware that Elsie already knows much of what has transpired in her absence, decided to carry on as if all were well. Elsie, too, was playing innocent in order to learn what she could about Mike and her daughter Mary. This two-sided masquerade was headed for success until a minute ago, when a call came in for Elsie from Lastonbury. Mary was calling. Listen.
Mrs., if you only listen to Mike,
please.
Mike, there'll be plenty of time for you to talk and explain. Hello? Mary? This is Mother. Yes, I'm home, and a very good thing, too. I'm not going to answer any questions, Mary, and I'm not asking you any. Yes, I know more than any mother should have to know about her own child.
Elsie, please.
Come home, Mary. That's all I want you to do. Just come home. Yes, and just as soon as you can get here.
Elsie, please.
Mike Hilton, I haven't anything to say to you. I just want to assure this good woman that her husband is all right.
Huh? My husband?
Yes. He was here looking for you.
Oh, yes.
He'll be back here soon.
Thank you very
much, darling.
You wouldn't even give me a chance to explain.
No. There's nothing that you can tell me that'll change what you are, Mike Hilton.
Maybe you're right, Elsie.
Mrs. Warren.
Mrs. Warren. Okay. Mrs. Warren. I guess you're right. Okay. What might have been between us, I guess, just can't be. Okay. You don't mind if I tell you it was great knowing somebody like you.
I wish I could say the same about you.
I wish I could, too, Elsie. I'd give a lot if you could. I'll wait until my friend Joe Wells gets back, if you don't mind. Thanks.
I don't want to talk about it, if you don't mind. I'll go and fix some coffee.
David. Well, David, I have so many questions to ask her about Drake.
So ask her.
So ask her. How can I ask her when her mind is elsewhere? I'm running over at Drake, right?
I'll ask her.
Well, Uncle David, she's upset.
I'll ask her gently, very gently.
David, very gently.
that again.
Oh, it should only be gentle, Kitty. Rosalie, darling, am I selfish for being so happy?
Of course not, Ma.
Oh, yeah, I am, Rosalie, but can I help it? I can't put my mind on talking to Mrs. Warren about Mike or even Mary. My mind is so full of Papa.
Of course, Mama, darling.
I want to know where Papa is, where he was, and what happened to Papa, dear. So much transpires with Papa. First they said here, first they said there, and then when Papa was with the clothes came, when Papa's here now, from the sky, out of the sky, Rosalie, Papa's here. She said Papa's well and Papa's feeling well. You heard that.
Uh-huh.
But Rosalie, what was the clothes? The policeman brought me clothes, Rosalie. What was the clothes?
You'll find that, Mom. Oh,
yeah. I have to know everything, but Rosalie, Papa. But she said, you heard how she said.
Yes,
he's well. He's well and he's
yes.
well. Oh, his well, Rosalie, darling, Papa's well. You didn't give Mama a kiss, Papa's well. You didn't give Mama a kiss. No? Where's Rosalie? Where's Papa's well? David?
Oh, David.
So what?
What?
What you asked?
He'll be here soon.
That's all she said. But where Papa went, where Jake went?
He'll be here soon.
Did you ask her where?
Where? I'm not worried.
David, you're worried?
Worried. Not too much.
Huh?
If Jake didn't rent to Joe Ellis...
Jake went someplace to Joe Ellis?
To look for you.
Where?
The Hillcrest Rest Home.
Why did he go with Joe Ellis?
Why? I didn't ask her.
So ask her quickly. Ask Mrs. Warren. Mrs. Warren?
Yes.
Why did Mr. Goldberg go with Mr. Ellis?
Because he didn't think it was safe for me to be left alone with a character like Joe Ellis.
Well, then it isn't safe for Mr. Goldberg either.
I don't think you have anything to worry about.
Why?
Mr. Goldberg told Mr. Ellis he had the money.
Huh? Because two got the money?
Jake has the money still?
Yes. Mike?
I heard you, Mrs. Goldberg. He has the dough.
Yeah. That's swell.
You think it's all right if Mr. Goldberg is with Joe Ellis? Mike, you think it's all right?
Yeah. Sure, it's all right. Joe ain't a Frankenstein or something. Stop worrying so much about him, will you? Oh, I'm sorry, Mrs. Goldberg. I didn't mean to snap you like that. I'm just a little touchy, that's all. Joe won't hurt your husband. All he wants now is the money. You got to understand guys like Joe Ellis and me. I mean, Joe's bark is worse than his bite. People like Joe and me, I've been traveling with the wolf pack so long that barking is almost second nature to me. You know, it's not a matter of choice. I didn't sit down one day when I was a kid and say to myself, Mike Hilton, you're going to be a doctor, a lawyer, butcher, baker, a gambler, and then decide to be a gambler. Nothing like that ever happened at all. That's not the way it happened. It never even entered my head that I could be a doctor, a lawyer, or anything except a gambler. Lived most of my life as far back as I can remember in alleys and pool rooms. The most natural thing was for me to kind of drift into the racket, you know? Just like it's natural for a minister's son to grow up also a minister. Just simple like that, you know? Oh, this isn't by way of apologizing. I'm not talking just to get people feeling sorry for me. I don't need people to feel sorry. Any people, I can take care of myself. I'm only getting something off of my chest. I'm just trying to get across to all of you that a man can know his own weaknesses and can do something about them. That's all. That's all.
Let me,
Ma.
Let me. Hello?
Hello?
Jake?
Molly?
Jake?
Molly?
Jake, I'm
Molly?
Sorry.
Molly?
Jake, darling, I'm sorry.
Molly?
Jake.
Well, a reunion between husband and wife, between people who love each other as Jake and Molly do, is joyous even if it's only a telephone reunion. But what of Elsie and Mike? It looks as if Mike's dreams of a new life are shattered. Ladies and gentlemen, a word from Molly Goldberg.
Thank you, Mr. Collier. Our very good friend, Mr. Arthur Godfrey, has something most important to say to you, and I want you to listen most carefully, Mr. Godfrey.
Thank you, Molly. As you know, I'm just back from a month's tour of the forward areas of the Pacific Theater of War. Our boys are a long way from home out there, and I fear a long way from our ultimate victory. The most important thing we can do to help them right now is to go to the nearest Red Cross blood donor center and give a pint of blood. So make an appointment today, won't you?
Of course, Mr. Gotcha. We all want to help, but what do we do? I mean, how do we arrange the appointment?
Well, Molly, you telephone your local blood donor center. In New York, here, it's Murray Hill 56405.
Uh-huh. And not New York?
You call your local blood donor center.
Uh-huh.
In your town.
Uh-huh. And in New York, it's Murray Hill 56405.
That's right.
That's all we have to know. That's all anyone has to know. We all want to do what we can. Soldiers are our sons, Mr. Godfrey. Nothing is too much to ask us to do for them. Nothing.
You know, sometimes we fail to take full advantage of the good things we have. That's why I want to remind you, when you do dishes, let Dove take over. You've heard me say this new kind of wash day soap is best. It does everything. Well, in the dishpan, too, does everything.
That's a pretty big order.
Not for does. Listen, would you like to get suds that stand up till the last dish is done?
Mm-hmm.
Would you like to get really fast action on grease so there's no hard scouring?
Mm-hmm.
And with all that, would you like greater kindness for your hands? Better care than you get with any other leading wash day soap?
You bet.
Well, you get all that in Dove.
What a soap.
Sure. Didn't I say Dove has everything for dishes? You should see those suds. This new kind of soap blossoms into suds the instant water hits it. And the way they tie into those frying pans is a pleasure to see. Tough grease disappears without any hard scarring. And what a honey does is for hands. Leaves them feeling wonderfully soft and smooth. You see, does best. In the dishpan, too, does everything. Be sure to listen to the next episode of The Goldbergs, written for you by Gertrude Berg and brought to you by D-U-Z, Does. The truth has many faces, and even the closest of friends may each see a different face to the same truth. This is Clayton Collier saying good day for the makers of Does, the soap that does everything in your wash. Don't stop saving used fats. Keep on saving them until J-Day, the day Japan surrenders. Strain them, rush them to your butcher.